Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of The Original Guru of Good Game. And I am your host, Zero Game. Or you can just call me Zero G for short, or Zero, or just G, or just ZG. Up to you, doesn't make me a difference. I respond to all of them. Anyway, I want to apologize before we get this episode popping. I want to apologize for last week. I know we missed out on putting out this episode. So a few things happened, you know. Like I said, we're working on this website, and it's not fully published live yet. But we have added a whole lot of new elements to it. It's going to be an exciting website when it's up and running. It is www.oggoodgame.com. Now, we got a placement website up there right now, just, you know, so if you go to the website, you'll see you can listen to any of the episodes and past episodes, and you can click and, you know, visit the store and see some of the products that we got available that we'll be bringing to the market soon. We're going to have a really, really good online store with some really good prices. We're going to undercut damn near everybody that we can. So I want y'all to make sure that you come back often and that you check out the website, www.oggoodgame.com. Check it out. Like, share, comment, you know, sign up for the mailing list, and you can get updated on when the website will actually go fully live and all of the new elements that we're going to add to it that when you see it is just going to blow your mind. But for right now, we're going to get into some more infotainment information, and I got some good shit for you today. This is the makeup for missing last week, so I got some really good shit for you today. Now, on today's episode, we're going to break some more of this good knowledge down for you. Once again, from the book by David J. Lieberman, Get Anyone to Do Anything, Never Feel Powerless Again, with Psychological Secrets to Control and Influence Every Situation, the sensational New York Times bestseller. Y'all might want to go check this joint out. And I would highly recommend that you buy it and keep a copy on hand so you can go back to references. But right now, we're going to get into, and this is really good. Now, this works for both men and women. But ladies, I want you to take a special heed to this one and use this on a regular basis, because you may need to, because, you know, some of y'all got hound dogs that you call your man. And, you know, you might want to make sure you can, you know, he ain't out there just humping on any little, you know, poodle that's running up and down the streets. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into this right now. And like I said, this is a real good one. You're going to want to keep this on hand, and you're going to want to use this often, because this will, it will eliminate a lot of headaches, a lot of lies, a lot of misconceptions, and a lot of deceptions that you probably going to face dealing with your significant other. And like I said, this technique works both for men and women, but I would especially put this towards the ladies to use this one on a regular basis. So here we go. And it is called How to Spot a False Alibi by Asking a Single Question. That's right. You ask one single question and you can tell if somebody got a bullshit alibi they trying to run on you, or some lie or some deception because they was out doing some shit they shouldn't have been doing. So we're going to get into that right now. Now, this is, it's like I said, it's a simple technique. You ask a simple question and bam, shit work like gangbusters. I have used this often throughout my life. It works great. I have blown bullshit from people trying to run bullshit on me with this technique all the time. Matter of fact, I didn't even really realize I was doing that until I bought the book. And then read the technique and said, oh, shit, that's what I've been doing. Well, I'll be damned. But like I said, I learned a lot of other stuff that I didn't know how to do or was doing, and then realized that, man, this shit can really help a person out. So without further ado, let's get into How to Spot a False Alibi by Asking a Simple Question. Have you ever wanted to hook somebody up to a lie detector test to see if he was telling you the truth? Well, now with this technique, you can instantly find out if his story checks out or if his alibi is nothing but a pack of lies. The technique used here is called conundrum. It works by introducing a piece of evidence and watching how your suspect handles it. You'll see that you can tell if anyone is lying by asking one question, and you can use this technique in any situation when you want to check on someone's alibi. Let's say a woman suspected that her husband was not at the movies with his friends, as he said, but out with his secretary for a late night rendezvous. Simply asking him if he really did go to the movies, you know, would only prompt him to answer yes. This is because if he was there, he would say yes. And if he wasn't there, he would likely stick to his story and say yes. And she wouldn't know whether or not to believe him. With this psychological technique, she introduces a made-up fact and then sees how he handles it. For instance, she might say, "Oh, I heard that the traffic was all backed up because of a car accident right outside the theater." And all she has to do is sit back and watch how he responds. This is because her husband is faced with an obvious conundrum. If he wasn't at the movies, he doesn't know whether to acknowledge that there was an accident, because there might have been. And if he says that there wasn't much traffic and there was, then she'll also know he wasn't really at the movies. But regardless of his answer, he will do the one thing that every liar does when confronted with conundrum. He will hesitate, deciding how to answer. Remember, he had been at the theater, he would have instantly said, "There was no traffic. What are you talking about?" But the liar isn't sure because he wasn't there. And so he will hesitate in his answer, and in doing so, give himself away. On top of that, he will likely answer strongly by agreeing to what you say, because he doesn't know that you're making up the damn accident. Now, that's fucked up, but that's, like I said, this is a really good technique. Use this shit. Now, they even got some little tidbits in here to help make it even a little bit more powerful, so I'm going to throw that in here. You know, it's like I said, it's this book is a really good read, and I recommend everybody get your own copy. Okay, now here's a PowerPoint. It's all in the details. The more detailed he is, the more you can believe in what he's saying. Made up stories often have huge gaps and are vague and abstract. How specific is his story? See, that plays there too. You know, if they got details, "Yeah, you know, I came around on 45th and 3rd. And shit, it was like 15 cars there. Then I backed up and I tried to go around the other way. And then turns out that they blocked that off because of the accident that happened." You know, details. Now, if they go into, it was traffic. I just walked to the theater instead. You know, I just parked down the street. You know he lying. All right. Now, they even got a strategy review. So I'm going to hit you off with this right quick. To use conundrum, simply introduce a piece of evidence and see how he handles it. Just make sure that he would have direct knowledge of what you're talking about if, in fact, his story is true. Make sure that this evidence is something that's plausible but not true. Then sit back and see whether he's fast with the correct response. If he hesitates, changes the subject, and or gives the wrong answer to your question, then you're not getting the truth. You see how that all ties together? I'm telling you, this is some fire shit right here. And more people should get into reading these kind of psychological books, because they help you in dealing with a lot of crap that you don't want to deal with. You know, they even got a section in here on how to tell if someone is trying to manipulate you. The 7 deadly tricks to watch out for. Now, this is some really, really serious shit here. This will break down a lot of the people you deal with in your daily life, family and friends and fucking strangers, who try to manipulate you to get you to do shit that benefits them and detrimental to you. So definitely get this book. definitely read this section. It's chapter 9. It's how to tell if someone is trying to manipulate you. The 7 deadly tricks to watch out for. I'm going to give you just a couple of these little tricks you got to watch out for. Okay, first one they got is guilt. How can you even say that? I'm hurt that you wouldn't trust me. I just don't know who you are anymore. See, them are all guilt trip techniques. They use that shit to try to, you know, guilt you into doing something for them. Intimidation. And these is what you might hear when somebody's trying to intimidate you to get you to do what they want you to do. And here's the intimidation. What's the matter? Can't you make a decision? Don't you have enough confidence in yourself to do this? See how that is? Make you feel like you ain't shit, like you ain't, you know, strong enough to do it. Then, you know, you got to prove that you are. So most people will run out and try to do it. Now, I'm going to give you one more and then I'm going to leave it at that because I don't want to give away too much, you know. Shit, man. Go on out there and get this book. You know, I'm quite sure dude would be happy to receive them few dollars. Anyway, here we go. Appeal to the ego. Now, see, this is another one they use. They, you know, try to flatter your ass, appeal to your ego, try to get you to do something. Here's some of the shit you might hear somebody say when they trying to appeal to your ego to get you to do something they want you to do. I can see that you're a smart person. I wouldn't try to put anything past you. How could I? You be on to me in a second. See how that is? Make it seem like, oh, man, I can't put nothing on you. You so damn smart. I can't fool you. All of these techniques can be played in reverse. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, they throwing that shit at you. You can reverse that shit back on them. But I would highly recommend you get this book so you can learn exactly how to do that. And then you can incorporate this into your daily life and how you interact with people and family and friends and anybody that you're dealing with. This shit will keep you on point and will keep them assholes off your shit. And that's what you want to do. So we're going to leave it at that. And I'm going to end this episode today with my usual saying of love, peace, and hair grease. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And I hope you learned a little something out of it because I love kicking it with you. And I hope that you love listening to me. And I would appreciate if you like, share, or comment on this and my podcast. You know, let me know. Give me some constructive criticism. Tell me what you think about it. Love to hear from you. I'll read some of those online. The next time we get another little batch of them in, I'm going to start doing that shortly. Like I said, I just wanted to get the website up and running and all of the elements. I want to make sure that they all functioning correctly so that you don't have any bad experience. Okay, so we're going to end this, and I hope that you enjoyed yourself, and I hope that you learned a little something. And once again, if you get a chance, go to the website, www.oggoodgame.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, and our Facebook page is The Original Guru of Good Game. So go check that out, you know. Leave some comments, leave some shares. You know, if you got some photos you want to upload, please upload them. If you got some information you want to share with the people in the group and the page, please do. Love to have it. So y'all take care. Y'all enjoy your evening. And I will see you once again for another exciting episode of The Original Guru of Good Game. Peace.